And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into Raven Radio, your community radio station. And joining me in the studio, I have a couple of guys from the Native Jazz Quartet. Ed Littlefield, co-leader of the Native Jazz Quartet, and Ruel Lubach, pianist.
Good morning.
With Quartet. Good morning. Welcome to Morning Edition. We're here to talk about a couple of things. The Native Jazz Workshop final performances for students coming up this Friday, and then the Native Jazz Trio will be performing with Dee Daniels on the 19th. Let's start talking about the workshop. So this is a program through the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, and you're working with kids.
Yeah, and it's a program that is like the Sitka Fine Arts Camp is kind of a parent group where they offer rooms and things like that for our class. But my friend Christian Fabian and I started this workshop 3 years ago. So this is the third year, and it offers students a chance to become more involved in the process of creating jazz music. And the Native Jazz Workshop aspect of it is that we find melodies that we hold dear. So melodies that we grew up with or really have a fondness to, we like to use those and create arrangements, just like the Native Jazz Quartet does.
So melodies that are native to who you are and how you identify yourself.
Yeah, I have a made-up word called whatever your nativeness is. Mm-hmm. So,
well, what are the students working with this session?
This time, we just had day one yesterday, and so we're on day two today, starting at 9 o'clock. And we are working on the basis of jazz, and so that starts with classical harmony, which Ruel does a great presentation about, like, the circle of fifths and how it's used in the context of jazz. And so yesterday was kind of a slam bam, just like throw everything at you real fast, and then you try to digest it the next 4 days.
And now the students are taking a traditional Tlingit lullaby?
Yeah, this year it's I normally just write a basic melody in a traditional form, traditional style, but this year I decided to take one of the melodies that a local elder that passed away in the late 80s named Charlie Joseph, his singing name was Kathak. He taught all of these melodies to myself and my mom in the 80s, and they're public domain songs, and so I gave them an opportunity to use one of those melodies. And it's a girl's lullaby named Achika. And it talks about a little girl trying to carry something up a hill without spilling it.
We can periodically hear your mom sing that lullaby on our airwaves.
There you go.
With a station ID.
So if you listen to that melody, and if you come to the concert on Friday, 7 o'clock in Rasmussen Building.
Well done, Ed.
Thank you. Sitka Fine Arts Camp campus. You'll hear all of our arrangements of all the students' work performed with the Native Jazz Quartet as well, with our good friend Jason Marsalis as well.
Well, Ruel, can you tell us a bit about who you are as a musician, your connection to the Native Jazz Quartet?
Well, I was real fortunate to meet Christian 10 years ago at the Lionel Hampton Jazz Festival in Moscow. And ironically, that's where Ed had actually gone to school. And Christian and I started playing together. And in 2009, that's when I first met Ed. And we did a couple gigs around the Seattle area, and the chemistry was really good. And then a couple years, well, I think it might have been maybe a year later, is when Ed sort of had this inspiration in sort of a, I guess you would say, a vision,
yeah,
you know, where he saw himself taking native melody and sitting at the drum set, and that's where his idea for the first album that kind of got the project going, which was his own album Walking Between Worlds, where he took all these traditional melodies and adapted them to jazz. And you know, there's things on there that are swinging, like you would think in traditional sense. And there's some Afro-Latin things on there. There's also some Brazilian, like samba / bossa. So it, you go, oh, that's jazz, but what's this melody? It's not like a standard Cole Porter tune or, you know, what is that? And so we're using that as a framework with the melodies as the driving you know, force behind it. So it's a unique blend.
Is there something about this unique approach of the Native Jazz Quartet to jazz that draws you, Ruel?
Well, one of the big concepts behind the group is that you take wherever it is you're from, any whatever your background is, whatever melodies you might have grown up with, and adapting those to the style of jazz. Because, I mean, for me, my folks came here from the Philippines. I don't know a lot about Filipino culture because they raised us to be Americans. But it's given me a chance to, because there's a couple melodies in particular I used to hear my mom sing. And so I brought a couple of those things into the mix for the latest album that we did, the Native Jazz Quartet Stories. But like for the next project, I've already got some other things up. Like I've done a version of Brahms' Lullaby because of my classical background. I did a new arrangement for that. We recently went on tour to Latin America, and we picked up some songs from those countries, and I'm working on doing arrangements of those songs as well. So,
so Ed, this grand adventure in jazz that you started, what has it been like for you?
Wow, that's a great question. It's great. It's great. I started playing professionally, I think, in 2003 and took a brief hiatus to teach music here in town for about 6 months when my teacher got sick. And I made a decision back then to do my best to pursue a music career, a performing career. And so far it's been great. I have a great mix of education, performance, and pretty high level performance and masterclass work around the world now. And it's been amazing to travel the country, play music with great people and great musicians. And then also in the last 4 years is to bring Sitka and Sitka's music, Tlingit music, out into the world. So the songs that we're doing in the Native Jazz Quartet have been played in Guatemala, Peru, Ecuador, Bolivia, and Buenos Aires, Argentina. So for thousands of people. So it's been great.
And now both of you are having an opportunity to teach young people about making that very personal connection to jazz. And perhaps, is this a new endeavor for some of them, this concept of taking an Alaska Native, you know, a song that's been passed down through generations and generations and, you know, applying it to jazz? Is this a new concept for some of the students? How are they responding?
Well, I think we really saw this in Latin America. It was pretty amazing, especially when we had the opportunity to take, like, I think the best was probably in Ecuador. They have a song called El Aguacate, the avocado, and it's like a national song. And then for us to actually, you know, play it within the context of the group, and everyone just, I mean, they went crazy. They thought it was great. And actually, there was a song in Guatemala, too.
Luna de Xelahu.
De Xelahu, yeah. And it was the same thing, you know. Everyone got so excited. It's like, hey, that's like our national song, and it's being played in a jazz context, you know, by these guys we never even met before, you know. And it was, you know, it had a huge impact. So that when we did our music, there was this connection of like, wow, you know, here's this style of music, but they're taking these songs that are so personal and bringing it to that. And I mean, it was eye opening. For them, so.
Well, and now Friday, we're going to have an opportunity to hear how your students are taking this Tlingit Lullaby and personalizing it within the context of jazz. When is that happening again?
It's going to be in the Rasmussen Building on the SJ campus, the Fine Arts campus, at 7 p.m. and standing room only. So first come, first serve. And it's a free concert. But it's going to be a great show. It usually lasts only about an hour. And in addition to doing the traditional melody that I gave them, they also work on as many other arrangements of their, you know, backgrounds as they want, as they can. So we've got a couple in the last couple of years, we've done Norwegian songs. We've done fiddle tunes because one of the students, returning members this year, Connor Fulton, played violin and he did fiddle tunes. And he's like, yeah, I want to reharm this. And so it was great. And I pulled out the arrangement this year. He goes, oh, wow, forgot I did that. And so, and after, if you take this a couple of years, you should have your own book where if Connor wanted to go out and play gigs, he'd say, here's, because our end project is having a lead sheet, which is something jazz musicians read off of, and being able to go, here's my music, and let's jam. Because nothing says, I like you more than playing music with someone, right? So 7 p.m., Rasmussen.
All right, that's this Friday. And then you'll be playing yourselves with some friends coming up on the 19th, Native Jazz Trio. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, the Native Jazz Trio featuring D. Daniels, one of the greatest singers in the country right now, in the jazz singers in the country right now. She's got a phenomenal voice. We were lucky enough to play with her last year, and we had a great show. She brought up Sharonne Wade, which is another vocalist. But this year it's just her and the Native Jazz Trio doing a full-length concert at the Performing Arts Center at 7 p.m. on Saturday. And it's a not-to-miss show. Because mm-hmm. she is one of those singers that you just get drawn into and you can't stop watching her when she's singing.
Yeah, she's very special. I've had the opportunity to work with her several times, even before last year, you know, in some different contexts. And she's always a pleasure to work with.
And tickets are at Old Harbor Books for that performance on Saturday. Well, we are over time.
Oh.
Any parting thoughts?
Make sure you go out to see one of those shows.
Or both.
Well, thank you both very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Ed Littlefield and Ruel Lubog with the Native Jazz Quartet. Coming up on Friday is the Native Jazz Workshop, which is the culminating performances of students through the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, and that is coming up. And then on Saturday the 19th is going to be performance with D. Daniels, 7 p.m. at the PAC.